The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport of South Bend, Indiana, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Brachos on Daf Yutes. The Gemara on Daf Yutes Amud Beis talks about the din of Tumas Kehanim, that a Kohen cannot become Tomei Meis. There's a very fascinating, controversial halacha that many people ask nowadays is, what's the halacha if someone's pregnant with a baby and the woman is married to a Kohen and the baby in the mother's womb may be possibly a Kohen? Could the mother enter places in which a Kohen is forbidden? Because if the baby in the mother's womb is a male baby, l'chora, the mother is carrying around a male baby, just like her husband who is a Kohen can't enter certain places, so too the mother should be restricted to take this baby Kohen in places as well. What's the halacha in such a scenario? So there is a famous Shuvat Rokeach. The Rokeach is brought in the Pre-Megadon in Siman Shin Mem Dalid Sif Beis. The Pre-Megadon brings that the Rokeach was matir this Shiloh midin svek sveka. Anytime it's like this, the Rokeach, that every time there's a woman, there's a Kohenis or even a Yisraelis that married to a Kohen that's impregnated, she has the baby status is one of a svek sveka. Why is it one of a svek sveka? Because there's two suffixes. Number one, who says that this baby is a baby boy? We know that the halacha that a kohen can't become tamei is only applicable to zchorin, not the kavis. The imtimsi loima that this baby is a zocher, maybe the baby will not be viable. Maybe the baby will be a nafel. And if the baby is not viable, it's a nafel, will surely die. It does not have the halacha of a kohen, which is alive and healthy. A baby that's for sure going to die, is a nafel, chas v'chalila, doesn't have the restrictions of a kohen. So therefore, it says the rakeach is a svek sveka. Number one, who said it's a zocher? The imtimsi loima, that it's a zocher, maybe it's a nafel, it's not viable, and therefore the mother can enter any place in which a kohen is not normally restricted, is normally restricted in going. So that's the question. Could we matir? That's the question, and that's what the Rokeach says, that it's mutter mitam svek sveka. And this Rokeach is quite famous. However, the question arises nowadays in which the svek sveka l'choira should fall away. Why should the svek sveka fall away? Because nowadays we have something called a sonogram. A sonogram is a way to find out, is it a male or is it a female? And since a sonogram could mevarer if it is a male or if it is a female, so the question arises, l'chora, it is a suffix that's efsher livrure. It's a suffix that could be concluded. Do we apply svek sveka in a place where we could conclude one of the suffix or not? So first of all, it's clear if the mother did take a sonogram and found out it was a male, that's only one suffix. Only one suffix, l'choira, there's no question, it's mutter. We're talking about when you're utilizing the rokeach svek sveka and trying to mafia the mother to enter places the kohen can't go. So we have a machloikis between the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah could be found in Siman Kuf Yud, Sifkot and Tes. The Ramah says that any even a svek sveka that's efsher livure, that you could mivar one of the svekas, it still has the leniency of a svek sveka of a double doubt. However, the Shach in Siman Kuf Yud, Sifkot and Lamed, Sifkot and Ayin Vav, the Shach says that a svek sveka, if you can mivarer one of the svekas, you can mivarer the svek sveka, you should mivarer the svek sveka. And the Shach says that's the halacha l'maisa. Anytime you have a svek sveka that you can be mivarer, you have a chov to mivarer the svek sveka, to look into the svek sveka, because if to try to conclude one of the suffix, and if you fail to do so, you cannot rely on the leniency of a sfex maker. So that's the question. We could go to the sonogram, we could take away the sfex maker. Should we allow, or should we require a female kohenis, a woman married to a kohen, to get a sonogram before she goes into a doubtful scenario? So, the according to this logic, that it's the din of a sfex maker, and in l'choyro, it's efsher levurei, l'choyro, we should be stuck in a trap, and the mother should have a choyv to mevarer the sfex maker. That is one problem with this sfex maker. And one problem, not with the sfex maker, but rather why mother cannot enter a place. However, there are ways to get out of this rokeach. There are ways to mater the scenario. In fact, there is a famous question from the Prima Gaudin in Eish L'Avram in Simon Shin Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Dalid, that asks the question, he brings a shach. The shach in Chloe Sfex Maker in Simon Kuf Yud, right over there, the shach in Simon Kuf Yud has all these rules when Sfex Maker applies. In Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, over there, the shach goes in and he says one of the rules in a sfex maker is that each suffix in a sfex maker has to be an equal 50% suffix. Each suffix has to be, suffix hashakel has to be a suffix 50%. So says the Frekta Prima Gun, the famous question, that l'choira over here, since the suffix is not 50% on each side, why? Because granted the male-female suffix is 50%. However, the other suffix, the suffix, is it a nafel or not? That's not 50%. There's not 50% chance it's a nafel. Chas v'chalila. There's probably a 0.10% chance that it's a nafel, even if less. And therefore, the Prima Gun says, how can we apply the rules of the sfex maker? The Chassam Sofer, brought in Pischei Tshuva, Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, Sifkon Aleph, he says that the rakeach really actually does not mean that the reason you can mock here the pregnant woman going into the place that's questionable from a sfex maker, because like the Prima Gun Nash, it doesn't fit the rules of an ordinary sfex maker. Rather says, the Chassam Sofer, that it's a din of rov. Not a sfex maker, but rather rov. We know the din is that every time we have a shayla, even a shayla deraisa, we go after rov. Rov, the majority tells us to be machri the suffix, and says the Chassam Sofer that over here it's not really a sfex maker, but really it's a roiv. Because we have 50-50% male-female, and then what tips the scale is a small suffix that maybe it's a nafel. So you have a 50.0% one that it is not problematic. And that's rove. It not be a tremendous rove, but it is a rove. And since it's a rove, says the Chassam Sofer, that's what the rokeach meant. Now, if it means by rove, we don't have the problem anymore that of Efsher Livurei. We don't have the problem of the, we don't have the problem of that one of the suffixes of Efsher Livurei. And then maybe we can rely on the Rokeach even though there is a possibility of a sonogram. However, we have a rule with Rove. And this rule applies to everyone out there, applies this every day of their lives. We have a rule that you can only rely on Rove if there is no miut hamotzoi. The Gemara in Chulin teaches us a rule, daf yud beis, amud aleph, that if there is a rov, granted it's reliable, but if the miut is a miut hamotzoi, it's a strong miut, which according to most opinions, the Mishkan is Yaakov, is 10%, then the rov could be relied on only under the condition that you go ahead and you try to find out what's going on. You can't rely on rove if you could find out what's going on in a place where it's a miut hamotzoi. For example, two common house examples, shotness. We know every jacket we buy should be checked for shotness. But we know sometimes you call up the laboratory and they'll say, ah, that jacket's from that country and that make, and it does not need to be checked. Why? It's a suffix that maybe the shotness. Halacha is, granted, the jacket probably doesn't have shotness because there's a rove that most jackets don't have shotness. However, if there's a miut, there's a minority that's 10% chance that there is shatness, so you have a chovas bediki, you have to check. And that's the halakha that we learn over there in Chulin, the Yud Beis. So therefore, that's why we check for shatness only in a place where there's a 10% chance. Meaning, if there's no 10% chance that your jacket has shatness, you don't have to get it checked. So too, checking for bugs. Why sometimes these bugs have to be this lettuce and that lettuce and these strawberries. Same logic. If there's a 10% chance that there is a bug, so granted, the majority, there's no bugs. Everyone says, I never saw a bug over there. No. 10% chance, granted you have a robe, but a 10% chance you got to find out. And that's what kashrus is a rule. A lot of people walk around, amaratzes, they say, I can be soy mechon roi vad, there's no problem with it. I'm soy mechon, no. 10% chance made a motzah, you have a chovas bedika. So, the question is, even if we say that the rokeach is working mitam rov, l'choyer we have a chovas bedika, midin mira motzah, because we said the whole rov is really 50.11%. That means you got 49% chance that it's a male that's viable. It's not a nasal. And therefore, l'choyra, then you have a choyvis bedika. What would be a choyvis bedika? A sonogram would be a good choyvis bedika. And l'choyra, unless anyone has a good answer out there, the choyvis bedika of going through a sonogram and checking lettuce and checking your jacket for shotness are all analogously the same, because you both have to go ahead and try them to buy the suffix. So with the choyro, we're in a corner over here. How could a kohenis go to any, or any woman married to a kohen, go to any place that's questionable in the din of tumas meis, the choyro, she shouldn't be able to go inside anywhere because maybe she has a zohar. However, the olam relies on, and we'll see if it's reliable, on the shita of the radbaz. The radbaz can be found in Tshuva's Radbaz Chadoshah Simen Reish. It's also quoted by the Mishnah Brura in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, Sifkatan Gimel. And the Radbaz says the following, that this whole halacha that the Rokeach says that you need a spek sveker to let a kohenis enter a hospital and to let a kohenis go to a place where it's questionable for a kohen to be, that is only applicable, says the Radbaz, if the mother is about to give birth. Why? Why is it only applicable when the mother is about to give birth? Because the Gemara teaches us in Chulin, on Daf Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, that there's a concept of Tuma Balua. Tuma Balua means like this. Things become Tameh if they're exposed to a mace, let's say an OL mace, in a room with a mace. But if the item is swallowed up in another object, for example, say I swallow a ring, for example, it's in my belly, and then I go to a place in the Ohel HaMeis, and then I leave the Ohel HaMeis and I spit out the ring. I'm tummy, the ring's not tummy. Why? Because it was in my belly, it was swallowed up. Being in my belly, being balua, quotes the Gemara, that saves it from becoming tummy. So said the Radbaz, that every baby in the mother's stomach is tuma balua, tahor balua, and is saved by the mother. And therefore, there should be no issue to begin with. So says the Radbaz, what's the Rokeach talking about at all? Says the Radbaz, must be in a case where she's close to giving birth and the baby's about to pop out. Then you got to be worried, the baby might pop out. Then you need a sex faker, then maybe rove. But if he's not going to pop out, there's no issue whatsoever. Now, that's the Radbaz quoted in Mishneh Brura that we could be mako. However, there is a tremendous problem with this kula, because the two fiery brother-in-laws from the previous generation, Rav Chaim Eliezer Radzinsky and Rav Chanan Vasserman, both argue on this Radbaz, seemingly. Koivet Shi'urim, Chelek Beis, Ois Mem Aleph, and Shuvat Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Ein Hei, both say that this concept that a balua doesn't become tameh will not help for a baby in the womb of a mother if the baby is a zachar. Why? He says the following thing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful tshuva from both of them. It's like this. What's the issue that a kohen to become tameh? The issue is not that a kohen should actually become tameh, because we know that a kohen that already is tameh still can't go into tumah meis. Even a kohen is tameh, he still can't go into olam meis. Why not? Ah, he's not contracting tumor, but he's doing an action that is related and close to a mace, even though he doesn't contract tumor because it's already tummy. Says Rav Chanan, Rav Chaim Moizer, so too a baby in a mother's womb, granted it might be saved, it might be the baby might be balua, but says Rav Chaim Moizer, in terms of tumas koyhanim, the iser, it's not toloi if you actually become tummy, but it's toloi if you do an action that would theoretically could lead to tumor, if not for some other dover that's blocking it. So therefore, if that's true, the chayyur, the whole truest rebaz is inapplicable and unreliable, not like the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore we should say that if, even though the concept of balua may not contract tumor, but for tumas kayhanim, which does not have to do with contraction of tumor, it would not be applicable and still be also. So again, even if we want to be makel for a mother and say she doesn't have to get a sonogram because of the Radbaz, that would be relying on the Radbaz, but L'chora we should rely on our two Gedolim from the previous generation, Rav Elchanan, Rav Chaim Moizer, even possibly Keneged the Mishnah Berurah. Now, there's another reason to be Mekel, besides the Radbaz's Kula, the last way to be Mekel is the Avnei Miluyim. The Avnei Miluyim can be found in Simen Pei Base Sif Yud Aleph. The Avnei Miluyim Tana is a beautiful Kiddush, and he says like this. The Avnei Miluyim says that the Radbaz cannot be relied upon at all. Finished. Why, says Avnei Miluyim? He says, because even though there is a concept of Tumah Balua, and the person inside the womb should not become Tamei, but there's an interesting Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that if a mother that's pregnant with a baby goes into a mikvah, the tevil in the mikvah is also good for the baby to become Jewish. Why? Asked Avnei Miluyim, L'chor is a chatzitza of the mother. The Gemara says, because Hainu Ribisaihu. No, that's normal for the baby to be in the mother's stomach. Hainu Ribisaihu. That's normal. That's acceptable. That's not a chatzitza. Says the Avnei Miluyim, if the mother's belly is not a chatzitza for tevilah and a mikvah, so too the mother's belly shouldn't be a chatzitza to prevent the tumor from spreading into the mother's baby. And therefore we shouldn't apply the Radbaz at all. So again, the Avnei Miluyim knocks the Radbaz down, saying the Gemara from Hainu Ribisaihu. The Chaim Moizer and the Klevet Shurim knock it down because they think it's not applicable to Tumas Kehanim. So therefore this question is a tremendous problem. I've heard some Rabbanim who are Mekel relying on the Mishnah Berurah, or maybe relying on another interesting, fascinating Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that we have a concept of Uber Yerech Imoy, that the Uber is like the mother. So according to the Chasam Sofer, that the din of Uber Yerech Imoy, the Uber is exactly identical to the mother's status. Over here, the mother is not a Kohen, therefore the baby should have the same status as the mother, non-Kohen status, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. But when it comes to halacha l'maisa, all Rabbanim differ on this halacha. Is there a choiv of a Kohen's wife to get a sonogram before she could enter a place which is questionable, such as a hospital? Could she go for a checkup in a hospital? Big shaila, could a Kohenis go to a hospital to get a checkup before having a sonogram?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.